Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
There was an interview yesterday, and here's the thing that hit me, is that we all know the same thing. All the good actors know the same thing. It's not like we're coming up with anything revolutionary here. But there was an interview with Billy Crudup, who's an actor I adore, in yesterday's LA Times, don't ask. And he was talking about why he didn't want to do a TV series. But his comment was, my whole training was predicated on seeing text, being able to navigate that text, understanding the totality of that story, and imagining that I had some part in that story. Which I think is really good. It's like looking at the text and being able to see the text and navigate it in the sense that knowing what's going on and sense what's going on and then understand the entire story of the text and feel as if that you have some part in making that story work. And I thought that was really good. I thought that's, and he said, so when somebody sends you a pitch about the arc of a story over 21 episodes, immediately my mind was thinking, but what's the dialogue? Because if I don't know how the character talks, or I don't understand what they're going to say, how can I commit to doing the story? I don't know if I'll be useful for you. But I mean, you know, it's a very, very, I think that's why at the end of the day, we will think of him as a really strong actor, is because he thinks like an actor. You know,
he wants to work on material that's good, and you can't, it has to be more than just an idea. It has to be more down to earth than that. It has to be more specific than
yeah,
that.
It's like, absolutely.
Who is this person? How does he talk? How does he think?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Grant and I were having a conversation. Grant called it the elevator pitch. He said, well, the elevator pitch was good. And I said, yes. And then what? Which, of course, is what I always say to people all the time. Anytime somebody pitches an idea, I think I had this idea about a thing. And I go, that's the elevator pitch. And then what? But it also, it just tells you, and by the way, I've seen Billy Crudup just eat people off the floor in Tom Stoppard plays. And I mean, he played a Russian character in Coast of Utopia, and you could not believe what he was capable of doing. And then I saw him in Arcadia twice, once when he was a young actor playing one part, and then later in another production when he played another part. And I mean, he really does. He looks specifically at it. He looks specifically at what the whole piece is and how his character fits into the whole piece to become a part of what the story is. Anyway, I thought that was good. I liked that. It made it worth reading the Los Angeles Times on Sunday. Well, the news is so boring, so depressing that I won't read it. Another thing, since it's Monday, be aware what you don't know and be okay with that. It's fine not to know something. I don't know about AIDS in the 80s. I don't know what it's like to be from the Bronx. I don't know what it's like to be a Mormon. Or in Justin's case, I don't know what it's like to make a movie. But in Justin's case, it brings us back to chapter 2 in the book, I Don't Need an Acting Class, I Know Nothing. Start every play as if you know nothing. Because then it gives you the opportunity. So two things here. It gives you the opportunity to find things because I know nothing. Tells me where I need to start. I can't worry about the lines. I can't worry about anything because I don't know what that means. So it's fine. I don't know anything. In fact, it's better. You will think about it. And in thinking about it, it will help you get to the experience of it. All right. And then the last note that I have today, which is, don't obsess over something. And all of you have been guilty of this at one time or another, but do not obsess over something as if figuring out this piece of information is going to give you the key you're looking for. Do you all know what I mean by that? It's like suddenly thinking, God, I just have to figure out this. 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 And what you're going to end up figuring it out, if you're not careful, is it's going to be based on your own personal baggage or stuff. You will eventually figure it out, but it's just, don't obsess over it. Move on. Come back to it. I've decided I don't want to use the image of a puzzle anymore because I hate puzzles. But it's sort of like saying, I'm going to figure out where this blue piece goes or I'm not moving on. And you don't have enough information to figure out where that blue piece goes. I think that's why they put, do they still do that? They put puzzles in hospital waiting rooms. They used to put puzzles in hospital waiting rooms, and I think it was because they knew you'd get obsessed with putting the puzzle together and not be stressed out waiting for the results of somebody being operated on. Anyway.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted by Milton Justice and produced by Walker Vreeland. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer and Nicholas Gabrielson. If you want more I Don't Need an Acting Class, we encourage you to sign up for our bonus content on Spotify. You'll get access to all bonus episodes, including video episodes. Also, check out our website, idontneedanactingclass.com, where you can find more info about the podcast, the book, and of course, you can get all of our latest news about upcoming classes. If you ever have a question for Milton, he loves hearing from all of you. Just send us an email, questionsformilton@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.